today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam Alaikum. So welcome to this special episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Why today is so special? Because today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Zahra. Peace be upon her.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali. Ya Hawra, Ya Hawra, delight of Nabi.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali. Ya Hawra, Ya Hawra, delight of Nabi.
I wish to extend my congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her.
The one and only daughter of Taha wa Yasin, the best of daughters given to Ummul Mu'mineen. We ask you to intercede for us on Qiyamah, so that with you we may also enter Jannah.
Today, Sunday, is the 20th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thousands of congratulations on birthday anniversary of great lady Hazrat Zahra, peace be upon her. Naming Fatima Zahra. Naming newborn children is considered a principal divine rule. People's names vary according to different times, generations, and languages. There may also be a relationship between the name and its meaning. Nevertheless, advocates of Allah's religion give names special importance. Now, let's take a look at the narration which discusses naming Fatima Zahra, plus the reason for giving her these names. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, Fatima has nine names near Allah, exalted be his name. They are Fatima, Siddiqa, that means the honest, Al-Mubaraka, that means the blessed one, At-Tahira, that means the virtuous, Az-Zakiyya, that means the chaste, Ar-Raziyatul Marziyya, that means she who is gratified and who shall be satisfied, Al-Muhaditha, a person other than a prophet that the angels speak to, Az-Zahra, that means the splendid. Imam Reza, quoting his father, said, The messenger of Allah said, O Fatima, do you know why you have been given the name Fatima? Imam Ali said, Why was she named Fatima? He replied, Because she, Fatima to Zahra, and her followers, the Shiites, are protected from hell. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. In the Islamic religion and Islamic history, we find that there has been only one female infallible figure and personality, and that specific and special figure was none but Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First of all, it must be indicated that he is the only female infallible figure in the list of infallible personalities. And this indicates that ladies and women may have higher and higher status and very much important religious positions in Muslim communities. And at the same time, it proves that it's quite possible for a lady, for a woman, for a lady, to become a role model, not only an infallible personality, I mean, in herself, rather, I mean, a role model. It must be indicated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the noblest personality of the whole creation, whenever he encountered his daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alaiha, he kissed her hands. And it shows that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had much more a feeling of respect for her daughter, not in the sense of, I mean, a father's love and attention in favor of his daughter, rather the status of, I mean, Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha was really very high. At the same time, it's indicated in Bahar al-Anwar and also in Manaqib al-Abi Talib of Ibn Shahra Ashub that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up whenever he noticed Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha approaching him. And I mean, this act of standing up was, I mean, indicative of the unique position of Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha in the eyes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hope to be able to take lifelong lessons from these indications. Thank you.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate.
Father and daughter. Prophet Muhammad and his daughter had an extremely powerful relationship. Even Aisha, the Prophet's wife, has spoken about the strong relationship between Muhammad and Fatima. She said, "Never had I seen anyone like the Messenger of Allah in his solemn way of standing and sitting more than Fatima, may Allah grant her more honors. When she came to see him, he would rise to his feet, take her hand, kiss her, and seat her where he was seated. And when he came in to see her, she would stand up, kiss his feet, kiss him, and seat him where she was seated." Aisha, one of the Prophet Muhammad's wives, has also said, "Never have I seen anyone resembling the Prophet of Allah in his way of speaking and talking better than Fatima. When people threw rocks at the Prophet of Allah, it was Fatima that came and cleaned and helped. And as much as Fatima loved the Prophet, he loved her back." Dear brothers and sisters, accept our congratulations on the happy birthday of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, leader of the women of paradise, the only daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam, the mother of the leaders of youth of paradise, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them all.
Fatima al-Batul bi mawlidi ya Zahra.
Lady of the Worlds. Prophet Muhammad, the messenger of God, emphasized the exalted spiritual station of Lady Fatima on numerous occasions. In one of the most evident indications of Lady Fatima's immaculate nature, Prophet Muhammad stated, "O Fatima, indeed Allah is angered for your anger and is pleased for your pleasure. Since Allah is just and wise, He would only be angered or pleased righteously." The Prophet's infallible words describe Lady Fatima's anger and pleasure as indicators of Allah's anger and pleasure. Therefore, Lady Fatima must not be mistaken in her anger or pleasure under any circumstance. In light of his pure quality, Prophet Muhammad also said, "O Fatima, aren't you pleased to be the Lady of the Worlds, the Lady of this nation, and the Lady of the Faithful?"
Fatima al-Zahra once asked the Prophet, "Ya Rasulullah," when she was married to Ali ibn Abi Talib, she says, "Ya Rasulullah, what is the role of the wife and what is the role of the husband?" Rasulullah, he says, the role of the wife is the tasks within the house, and the role of the man are the tasks outside of the house. Now, many feminists at this moment, they would probably be giving me very dirty looks. But we have to keep in mind, brothers and sisters, that Rasulullah is not saying that a woman shouldn't work or a woman cannot leave the house. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi is saying that if you want to achieve the best stability, this is the best way to achieve it. What does Fatima al-Zahra reply? Does she say, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm a woman, I want to go out, I want to work, I want to do this and that"? The answer that she gives is what a true believer responds when Rasulullah gives a statement. She says, "فَلَا يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا دَاخَلَنِي مَنَ السُّرُورِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ." No one knows the pleasure I experienced when I heard this statement except Allah. Full submission, even if you don't like it. Allah summarizes the spirit of iman in one verse. Allah says, "فَلَا وَرَبُّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا." Allah says, true believers are the ones who, whenever there is a dispute, major or minor, they refer to Rasulullah. When the Prophet gives a verdict, they submit wholeheartedly without any, even the slightest aversion in their hearts. Full submission. This was Fatima al-Zahra. Fatima al-Zahra reports that one day I was performing domestic chores. She says, "قَدْ مَجَلَتْ يَدَايَ مِنَ الرِّحَى." My hands were full of blisters because of the household chores. What was Ali ibn Abi Talib doing? وَأَبُو الْحَسَنْ يَحْمِلُ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ. The Imam alayhi salam, when Fatima al-Zahra was taking care of the domestic chores, was he just sitting and watching? There was cooperation and mutual respect and love. He was performing the child care. He was caring for Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. This is a healthy marriage, brothers and sisters. One day, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, he comes to the house. He returns home and he asks Fatima al-Zahra, "Oh Fatima, is there any food?" She says, "Ya Aba al-Hassan, there is not a morsel of food in the house." He tells her, "Ya Binta Rasulullah, why didn't you tell me that the house was empty of food, that we don't have food?" She says, "I didn't want to place a burden on your shoulders. I would always give you my share of the food and I remained hungry. I just drank water." Her demands were very minimal.
Hazrat Fatima Zahra's birth anniversary is celebrated as Women's Day in Islamic Republic of Iran. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of the great lady Fatima Zahra, alayha salam. And by that, we say salutations to all of you. Have a nice day. La ilaha
Rasulullah, alayhi salatu wa salam.